I wanted to look at what is about to happen in a professional sports league that I understand why locally it's not being discussed, but it made me wonder bigger picture how we view records in sports and do we not care about them as much? So Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals is 2 goals away from tying an unbelievable record, Wayne Gretzky's goal record in the National Hockey League. And he's got 7 games to pass. He needs 3 to pass him. 7 games, probably going to happen, right? It's probably going to happen before the end of the season. Ovechkin's been one of the best players in the league for a very long time. And that's a huge, huge record. And again, I recognize here, and I don't claim to be a huge hockey fan or anything. I watched during the playoffs, and I watched the Four Nations thing. It was awesome. But in general, we don't have an NHL team. We all know that. We've talked about that.
Which is funny, by the way. It's the most popular sport in the history of this country. Is a hockey game.
So
1980.
Sure. So I am not just talking even specific to this record, despite it being an unbelievably impressive one if he breaks Gretzky's record. In general, do you think we care about records in sports as much as we used to? Because I feel like even growing up for me, I heard people talk about, especially in baseball, right? But even in basketball, records more than we do now. Now we care about the fun storylines off the field, off the court, the social media drama, was this sport better 15 years ago than it was now? LeBron James, is he better than MJ or not? Like, just the conversations that are more interesting for people, and I get it to a certain extent, are those versus now. Like, I don't know how many people under the age, I think it's an age thing too, under the age of like 30 or 40 care really about records in sports.
Yeah, I think it's gone the way of gambling, especially when you compare. I've had someone ask me, why aren't the football records a bigger deal when someone's about to pass Eric Dickerson, let's say, in the 2000 yards? Why isn't it a bigger deal? Which it's a talked about deal.
Like Adrian, you're talking about Adrian Peterson going back, was going Saquon forward. This year.
They broke in Saquon this year as far as combined between postseason and regular season. He didn't beat him in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But then it's kind of slotted because you have the 17 games. Like, for instance, when O.J. Simpson ran for 2,000 yards, he did it in 14 games. I mean, 14 games much different than 17 games in your numbers. And we know that 17 games does bolster players. So the NFL, that kind of waters down the records. But I'll say this too, and I think the NFL has kind of transitioned to a what have you done this weekend? Because fantasy football dominated for so long. Right. We don't care about records. We care about what you did on Sunday. And now with gambling and daily fantasy,
sure,
we care about how many touchdowns and yards you had this week rather than career yards. So yeah, it's kind of watered down. When LeBron beat Kareem for the most points, that was kind of a big deal. People talked about it, at least nationally on the show.
Was that when they stopped the game?
It was. They stopped the game and Kareem was there.
And it's so funny. Here I am saying that people don't care about records. Like, that was so weird to me how they stopped the game and did that.
Oh, they did. It was weird. It was
so
weird.
That one was appreciated, I guess. But in general,
baseball ones are usually big. When someone hits 500 home runs, that doesn't break a record, but a milestone will stop the game. Pete Rose's hit record, that will be a big one if that's ever broken in Major League Baseball and people talk about it. But the Ovechkin one is huge. We're talking about beating the great one.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like he was going to get it because he was hurt this year for a while. Then he's coming back and storming, had a hat trick a couple of weeks ago. So all of a sudden these goals start to pile up. And then you look at it and say, he's had a couple more goals the other night. He had one the other night in a 5-1 loss to Carolina. And all of a sudden he's sitting 3 from breaking the record, 2 from tying it. But this just isn't a record. This is the great one in goals. I mean, you're not called the great one for no reason. I mean, the great one was Wayne Gretzky. But this is a major record that Ovechkin can beat. I hope they do more for it. I hope it's talked about more on the shows. But it's not that big of a deal. It's not the conscience. Probably a lot of people listening right now that didn't realize that Ovi was about to break Gretzky's record, which is one of the major records in sports.
And some of it is because it's hockey. I get that. But it got me thinking more about all records, basically. I feel like we don't approach them the same way. There's some that, I don't know what you guys consider the most impressive record in sports or anything like that, but there's some that are unbreakable, right? I don't think anybody's ever going to catch Ricky Henderson. He had over 1,400 stolen bases. I don't think that's ever getting broken. I don't see it.
You know,
I
know there's a rule change. About that story, Willie Wilson once told me, because he was on the A's at that point, Willie was, and he said before he beat it, he wanted like the glove contract, I think it was with Franklin or something, and the Mizuno shoes, but he wanted to make sure these deals were done before he went out and stole a record, and Lou Brock was there, like, watch it before Ricky did it, and then Ricky got the okay that everything was fine, and everybody paid up on it, and boom, Ricky goes and gets that stolen base. But baseball ones are huge.
I think it's more of a career thing, though, around the records now, where, like, single season stuff is fine. Like, if somebody were to break like going, even Aaron Judge going after like the home run record and stuff, like it was talked about, but it didn't feel like as big of a deal. Where if we were talking in 10 years, Aaron Judge is on the brink of hitting, I don't know, home run 500 or 600 or whatever the heck he's going to be on pace for, that might be a bigger deal. Where with Ovechkin, we're talking about surpassing a career achievement in goals. Of course, it's Wayne Gretzky, so it's a bigger deal. Like eventually, if Scottie Scheffler gets hot and all of a sudden it turns into a, hey, he's catching Tiger, he's catching Jack Nicklaus in the major count, it becomes a bigger deal because it's a career accomplishment thing, not as much a single season
when Bonds beat Hank Aaron, home run, it was kind of a big deal. But there was still all the skepticism about Barry Bonds. But again, brought that up.
But that was a career accomplishment. I think that might be the way that we just tend to look at things now, is not – like Saquon getting the record would be great, but you always come back to the amount of games played over the course of a season.
Yeah, that's the issue just now with all these sports on the single-game stuff. I'm with you, where it's like so many rules are different, and so you have the debate of, like, does this rule make it easier? Definitely the amount of games changes some of it, the way the game is played now. I mean, when we talk about, you mentioned the fantasy football angle, Bink, from a wide receiver, now a 1,000-yard season, like, it's not bad, but it's not nearly as impressive as it was 15 years ago.
Averaging, what, 80 yards a game?
Yeah, it's just not viewed the same way. We looked it up at one point, how many 1,000-yard receivers there are every year.
When Strahan sacked Favre and Favre laid down for Strahan to beat the sack record at that point.
What's his name? He got all upset about that.
It certainly feels like football records are ones that are not debated the most, but in terms of the way the game was played, like era-wise, football, there's a lot more disparity, whether it's the amount of games being played, whether it's they were running the ball a whole lot more than they were passing it, and now it's a whole lot more passing, where we're going to see records continue to be broken. With hockey, it's kind of always been, you know, hockey. Like, I don't, stylistically, I'm sure the game has changed a little bit. Basketball, the way the game has changed has been a little bit, but it's not like they've changed the amount of time in a quarter. They haven't changed anything like that regarding, if you drop 65 points in the game, it doesn't matter what era it's in. It's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know people debate how true it was. Like, Carrington and I always joke back and forth about, like, Will Chamberlain, right? 100 points in a game. You know, like, that's something, we're talking about unbreakable stuff. Like, that's not getting broken.
I get 20,000 women is a better record than that.
Well, both of those are in dispute, I think, from many
and by
people
the way,
involved.
The text line says he's not going to pass Gretzky in assists, which is true, because Ovechkin's got 724 goals. And he's got 1963 is what Gretzky has. So he's not beating them that. But goals, yes.
It seems like Gretzky also has taken this on the, you know, he's a good ambassador for the game with the stuff that he does for Turner and everything. It seems like he's not one of those guys that's getting offended, that doesn't want him to break the record or anything.
He's been great.
913-586-7965. How much do you guys, someone was kind of leaning into this a little bit, how much do you guys think, just in baseball in particular, I guess all sports are using it, but analytics and in baseball in particular, sabermetrics, do you think that has also kind of killed some of the career stats and achievements and how things are viewed? I mean, I was driving in this morning and I heard Fesco and Dusty talking about our guy Vinny Pasquantino. He was on Hosmer's podcast and he was going through just how sack flies are viewed nowadays versus in the past from an analytical basis. And so stuff like that, I think has also ruined how we view some of the records. And you're right. If you're not kicking ass for a fantasy football or baseball team that week, people think you suck.
Well, isn't it also, to me, I don't know if it's on the field as much as it is off, where there's more rest. Like in basketball in particular, we're going to rest guys because it makes more sense down the line to do this. We're not going to throw our pitcher, like, because the whole thing is Nolan Ryan would throw games back to back and all that other stuff. We're just never going to see that anymore because of analytics. And if they can go this long,
the
we want to rest his arm for this time.
The game was a huge deal. Now,
exactly. Yeah.
No one does it.
The way that rest is brought into the equation with analytics, I think, is what changes things up. I think that's a good point of, it's not even on the field thing. It's, we're going to rest this person at this moment, or we're going to take him out after 90 pitches because we don't want him to go long because we need him in this spot. All the different strategic ways that the game is played now, I think that impacts how records are broken for sure.